This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system. Sync gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
The leaked memos about the war in Afghanistan are adding to the pressure on the White House. They're also increasing tensions with Pakistan. In Iraq, robbing blood banks so wounded insurgents won't have to go to a hospital. And the NFL is planning a locker room poster about the long-term effects of concussions. Some players say the wording is a shocker. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the political reaction to the disclosure of classified documents about the war in Afghanistan increased the pressure on President Obama to defend his war strategy. The White House called the disclosures alarming. The House is scheduled to take up a war financing bill this week, and a Senate panel is expected to hold a hearing on General James Mattis. He's Mr. Obama's choice to head the military command that oversees operations in Afghanistan. The documents are also raising tensions with Pakistan over its intelligence agency, the ISI. Times reporter Mark Mazzetti explains.
The relationship between the U.S. and the ISI is incredibly complicated. It's, on one hand, very important. The CIA and the ISI work very closely as part of the Predator drone campaign in Pakistan. At the same time, the U.S. suspects that the ISI is also playing a kind of double game, where they are helping militants in Afghanistan. It would be very difficult to just sever the relationship because, on one hand, the U.S. is very reliant on the ISI. And this is sort of captures the bind that the U.S. is in the war in Afghanistan. Pakistan is a key ally, but in many ways believed to be part of the problem. The ISI has an incentive to keep the money flowing from the United States, so they never want that to end. However, I think that they will try to keep these relationships, but at the same time convince the United States that they're doing everything possible to wipe out militancy, and they are doing some very significant things in their own country. So it's such a complicated situation that the U.S. in many ways doesn't have a lot of leverage in.
Times reporter Mark Mazzetti. Tuesday's Times also says al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia has been robbing blood banks. The insurgents steal blood for their wounded fighters. They don't want to risk arrest by getting treatment at medical facilities. Blood bank workers say that during the holdups, Iraqi security forces just stand by and watch. That only reinforces the doubts about whether Iraq can take on the insurgency after the American military goes home. Coming soon to pro football locker rooms, an NFL poster about the long-term effects of concussions. It's the NFL's most definitive statement on the cognitive risks of football. For years, the NFL had dismissed reports that players had brain damage. Some players say the wording of the new poster is a shocker, but it continues changes that began last fall when the NFL tightened the rules for when players can return after head injuries. Now they can only go back in the huddle if they have clearance from an independent neurologist. David H. Brooks's company made body armor for the military to use in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now he's on trial, accused of having the company pay for nearly $6 million in personal expenses, everything from luxury cars to porn videos for his son and plastic surgery for his wife. There's also the $100,000 belt buckle that Brooks himself wore. Brooks and another top employee are accused of making $190 million through a stock fraud scheme. Here in New York, commuter trains were later than the railroads would have you think. The railroads said 96% were on time last year, but the Times checked all the trips involving the three major commuter lines, some 685,000 trips in all. It turns out that rush hour trips to and from Penn Station were 2.5 times as likely to be late. Performance varies by railroad, with commuters from Connecticut and Westchester better off than passengers from New Jersey and Long Island. When retailers cut inventory as the recession settled in, the ocean-going freight industry scaled back. Now many retailers can't get the imported products they want when they want them. That means they're fighting for cargo space, and that means they're expecting higher sales, which is a glimmer of good news. But they're paying two or three times last year's freight rates. Air carriers are picking up some last-minute shipments. That's one reason FedEx reported it's expecting increased earnings for its quarter ending next month. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice-Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Tuesday's Times, Cambodia convicted a major figure in the Khmer Rouge regime. The charges included war crimes. The prison commandant known as Duc got a sentence that some Cambodians considered too light for the man who presided over the deaths of up to 16,000 people. Times correspondent Seth Mydens explains.
The court gave him a 35-year sentence, with 5 years taken off for an illegal detention at the start of his sentence, and with credit for 11 years already served. That means Doik faces 19 more years in prison. His sentence contrasted with the fates of the 14,000 people who came into his custody, who he said he considered to be dead even when they arrived. They were presumed guilty just because they had been arrested. They were tortured, and then they were killed. The level of ignorance about the Khmer Rouge time is really quite astounding around Cambodia, with the young people having been told very little and the old people wishing to forget.
But he says some survivors are angry. Here's a man who's now 79 years old, who was waiting outside the court while the sentence was announced.
I was the victim of the Pol Pot regime once, and now I'm a victim again. I don't agree. I'm not happy.
In Chicago, the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is nearing an end. Prosecutor Christopher Niewoehner told the jury it doesn't matter. Blagojevich never seemed to complete the get-rich schemes he dreamed up. Niewoehner said talking was the crime. In his words, you don't have to be a successful criminal to be a criminal. Later, Blagojevich's lawyer clashed with the judge over what he could say in his closing arguments. Lawyer Sam Adam Jr. says he's ready to go to jail for contempt if the judge won't change his mind. Tuesday's Times says botanical gardens are widening their appeal beyond flowers and plants. The Cleveland Botanical Garden postponed and then abandoned its biennial flower show last year when it couldn't find sponsors. This year it's starting a food and garden festival. The sponsors include a supermarket chain and the Cleveland Clinic. Some states are taking aim at the salaries at nonprofit groups they do business with. The idea is to spread the pain of tighter budgets. In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie wants to rein in state workers' salaries. The new state budget caps what nonprofits that provide social services under state contracts can pay their chief executives. The limit also applies to for-profit groups that provide the same kinds of services. It's the jet engine that just won't go away. The White House and Defense Secretary Robert Gates are against it, but the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee is expected to add $485 million to the defense bill to keep the engine in development. It's built by GE and Rolls-Royce. It's an alternate for the new joint fighter plane. Tuesday's Business Day also says Nike agreed to help laid-off workers in Honduras. Universities and student groups in this country had pressed Nike to pay severance that two subcontractors in Honduras did not. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.